T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That's obviously like a home run. That's what they did up in Boston. So they were having an inter-squad game, and they were piping in some of the music for it, or the sound.
Okay, that wasn't too bad.
Sounded good, right?
Yeah, well, I won't say it sounded good. It didn't sound bad.
It is still weird with an empty stadium there being that noise.
That's the problem, is that my eyes are going to tell me there's
nobody in there, but yet. Yeah, it's going to be an adjustment regardless of how you look at it.
But they play that in the stadium for the players.
Yes,
can hear it.
Yes.
See, I would rather have them have the sound than us have the sound.
I agree. But because we'll have the sound just based on what we get from all the microphones and the field mics and everything else. So it won't be. Yeah, I mean, that would be weird if it was totally sterile and no sound in the stadium and then they're just giving it to that.
Yeah, I'd rather the players. Yeah, put some sound in there for the players.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting, that's for sure. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in July. Shop local. Buy her the ring that you want now. Details at marks-jewelers.com. It's about Jadeveon Clowney. Do you want the Eagles to get him? There's some smoke out there. I don't know if there's much fire left, Ike. But right now, most people are saying, yes, they want Jadeveon Clowney, 72%.
Of course.
Of course they do.
We want everybody.
Yes. Give me everybody.
That's because they know this team's closer to the Super Bowl than Ike Reese wants to give credit for.
Well.
All right, so check this out.
I am not wearing my goggles this
yet,
year.
Yet.
Yeah, well, that's a good point by you. Yeah,
wait till September.
Yeah, 13 wins by September is my prediction. So we got to bring this up, and then we'll go to the phones with everything. So you know what's going on in Disney down in Orlando with the NBA. Now, Russell Westbrook tested positive for COVID.
Damn.
So he's going to have to wait to go down.
That's one of my sleeper teams.
Yeah, it was.
The Rockets.
So a lot of people were wondering, though, because once they leave the safe zone, the bubble, then they have to, what is it, 10 days, I guess, that they have to then quarantine and they have to be tested a certain amount of times. So I think a lot of people thought that guys would be leaving or trying to sneak out to go, maybe strip clubs or, go meet up with women or something like that. But Rashawn Holmes,
strip clubs in Disney World?
Well, I mean, leaving to go to, drive to Tampa to go to some of
their. Is there a different term for Splash Mountain?
Whoa, there you go.
Balls, man.
So
balls.
Former 76er, now Kings center, Rashawn Holmes, is he the first to get caught leaving the Disney campus line? According to Shams.
He's not.
Well, he left, but it wasn't for entertainment. It was for delivery food. So according to Shams, he left to get delivery food. So he can't get food brought in.
Right.
So I guess he tried to sneak out to, what does he get?
Well,
he
went to pick up DoorDash, I'm imagining, or he went to a fast food joint down there.
Well, it said delivery food, so I think you're right. Yeah. He pretty much can have anything and everything that he wants in there, right? You can have steaks and seafood and pasta and sandwiches and things like that. But one thing he can have in there is probably Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, McDonald's, all the fast food stuff. So did he leave? And now he's going to have to be in quarantine for eight more days. It was for 10 days, but I guess this happened 2 days ago. So he's got to be in there for 8 more days. Mm-hmm. Did he leave to get a chicken sandwich?
I have no idea. I would imagine if he's ordering something, it must be something that he can't get within that bubble.
It would make sense, right?
I'll be honest with you.
Can't you throw it over the fence?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if they can't get certain fast foods.
Because they might be in within the...
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine these guys put in a list of everything they want to eat. Like, you can't make guys eat healthy if that's not what they want to eat. Like, you can't make these guys eat a certain way. They just want to have it available to them. And I would imagine there is some fast foods that are probably available to them. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I would just think that with these multimillionaires that made all these requests prior to going down there, they didn't put them in a position where you can't eat anything but this cafeteria food or this food that we have inside of here. They should have the ability to get the food that they want. Here's where my thought process went, John. Not all these guys are there for the same reasons. Some guys are there because they know that's the only way they can get the remainder of their paychecks, their salaries. Some guys are there to try to steal a cheap title. LeBron, still a cheap championship. You got those type of guys there, right? And then you got guys that are really being forced to be there because they didn't cancel the season. So you take a guy like Rashawn Holmes, play for the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, the worst team in the NBA. What are they going to win? Nothing. But he can only get paid the rest of his money if he's there.
So he doesn't get penalized. So now he doesn't have to practice for 10 days.
He can't practice.
Right.
Yeah.
For at least 10 days. He can't practice. He doesn't get penalized for this, right?
Nope.
So he gets paid his money anyway. Now he can just sit in his hotel room and watch Netflix and do whatever.
Yep.
It seems like a pretty good deal to me, Ike.
Yep.
Playing for a team that has a 0% chance to do anything.
No chance to win. That's the only reason those guys that are playing for those teams are even there.
For the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only way they can get paid.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
I mean, a guy like Rashawn Holmes, who doesn't have the $200 million in the bank, like some guys are opting out. They're not playing. But then there are some guys that are year-to-year NBA players.
Yeah, Rashawn Holmes needs to get as much money as he can for how long
brother.
He's in the league.
Yeah. We all do, brother.
Yeah.
What do you think these baseball players are going out there for?
Yep.
Yeah, it's the guys that need the paycheck.
We play for the love of the game.
I don't think so, because a lot of them bailing out.
Mm. Yeah, the guys that don't need the money, like some of the other players.
Yeah. A lot of them like, no, I'm good.
All right, heavy phones here for the rest of the segment. Let's go to Tim in Upper Chichester. Hi, Tim.
What's up? Ain't Tim, though.
Who is it?
It's Kirk from Roslyn.
What? Kirk in Roslyn?
Kirk. What's up, brother?
Hey.
No doubt about that.
I think Jack was drinking the Ike juice when he screened your phone calls there, Kirk.
He must have been drinking the Ike juice.
Welcome back, Ike.
Oh, I'm glad to be back, Kirk. What's up, brother?
Oh, I don't know. You know, this one topic you got going on about saying the wrong thing or who was wrong about what.
Judgment week. What were you wrong about, Kirk?
There is no bigger fan that was totally wrong about someone than me. And I took it to the next level. Back in 06, I hated Charlie Manuel so much that on the morning show, because of the pain it caused me from them bringing him on, I had my entire body waxed on the air.
On the air?
Yes, in Chickie and Pete's parking lot. And
how'd that feel?
Well, it was very painful, and I had T-shirts made up that said, "Phillies feel the pain." And like you know that. What happened 2 years later? He brought us a world championship.
How about that?
So I have – that's why you guys always have to take my opinions with a grain of salt. I think I know what I'm talking about, but sometimes I don't. And in that case, boy, was I wrong.
Well, you know the great thing about this, Kirk, and this community of us as sports fans – we all feel the same way. We all think we know what we're talking about, and we even try to convince others that we know what we're talking about, but sometimes we don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's great to hear you back.
Great to be back, Kirk. Great to be back.
Right,
now,
Kirk,
I haven't been wrong very often around here.
Yeah, I think twice total.
Doesn't happen that often. I mean, you're still holding Geno Smith against me.
Yeah, well, I mean, because it's not directly a Philly, but it kind of is.
Hold on, here's the thing, though.
What?
I mean, draft picks, man, we all take a shot on draft picks.
You nailed Christian McCaffrey.
Thank you.
People don't forget that.
No, they do forget it.
We even had shirts made up. Run CMC.
Run CMC.
You wanted them, Mike. No doubt about it.
Now, well, I've been wrong about it.
I nailed Nelson Aguilar.
For a year.
As the pick that the Eagles took.
So you predicted they would.
Yes.
Got you. Well, I mean.
I wanted them to.
Oh, you did.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's Judgment Week. It starts July 20th. What have we all been wrong about before? Well, and we're looking for the people in Philly sports that you may have judged too early or you were just flat out wrong about. We'll pick the best ones and talk about them during Judgment Week. That starts July 20th. Go to 94WIP.com/judge to tell us who you were wrong about, and then we'll talk about it starting July 20th, next Monday. Let's go to Justin in Tennessee. Justin!
What's happening, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What's up, JT?
How y'all doing today? I'm glad you're back. Gilio done okay last week, filling the seat, but it's not like Ike, boy.
Well,
it's not.
Man, yeah, we got to keep that going. Don't let him get too comfortable.
No. We got to have the Prez in that seat, boys. Prez has got to be in that seat. I told Fritz earlier when I called in. My wife and I made some homemade apple butter this weekend out of some fresh picked apples and everything we got off my uncle's farm. If y'all are interested, I'll send you boys a jar. Just let me know, you know, do you like a little more cinnamon or a little less? Because we've done two different batches. So, Ike, do you prefer
a little more
or a little less cinnamon?
A little more.
Okay.
Yep.
Marks, you like a little more or a little less?
A little more.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll DM either Marks or Fritz because I interact with you guys every now and then on the DMs, and we'll set something up.
Slide in the Jack's DM, yes. He likes that.
Yeah, I'll hook you boys up. Y'all been good to me, so I'm going to try to be good to you.
Thank you.
Anyway, I do not want Jadeveon Clowney. Mm. I think we're pretty good on the defensive line. If they do make a big splash, I would rather it be Yannick because next year, you know, Alshon's going to be gone. Deshaun's going to be gone. I'd say Malik Jackson will probably be gone. That'll be how he maneuvers the cap, but I would rather go after offensive line to shore it up a little more to keep that Bronco upright and running straight. That would be my preference if that's the move that's going to be made, whether it be Wofford or Peters or whomever. But I'd rather put a little more into the old line since Brooks is out.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right, Justin.
Like it.
Be good, man.
All right, boys. Well, all right, Justin. Later. Be good.
All right.
You too, brother.
Give me that apple butter.
Well, I always thought Justin was in Ja'Cory in Florida.
Ja'Cory was on there. We missed
Justin
him.
Is always a Tennessee guy.
Yes.
Yes.
And Ja'Cory, we haven't heard from Ja'Cory. It's been a long time. We didn't get to him, man.
Did you suspend him? Did Matt from Mayfair come back yet?
No.
Still out?
Still out. Well, wow. he texts and he will tweet.
Oh, okay.
I guess he's worried. Like, he got his job back, so the job came back.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, you're missing a lot. So Matt and Mayfair got his job back.
Okay.
So he can't call in four times to...
He can't call every show?
Yeah, over and over again. So he
miss him.
Is now working, and he's been texting in as Pat and Payfair because he's suspended from the show.
Got you.
Yeah,
okay.
but it wasn't an indefinite suspension.
Well, he took it very personally, all right?
All right.
I thought the protests were over with.
Well, so he couldn't do the protest because he got
Butch a job.
Butch from Manioc was on the bridge or something?
Yeah, Butch was out there as well. There's a lot of activity on that bridge.
Yeah, we don't need any of our callers looking at us up through the window. Marks and Reese on 94WIP HC1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Lewis in Westchester. Let's talk about the fake crowd noise. Lewis, what's up? How are you?
Louis.
John and Mike, what's going on, guys? How are you?
You. What's up, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
So in 08, and this will tell you how little fans the Tampa Bay Rays have, we got four tickets, season tickets to the Phillies. We sold Game 3 tickets, which paid for our whole trip to Games 1 and 2, Florida, food, drink, stay, and everything. That's how little fans they have and how cheap their tickets were.
Wow.
But, yeah, crazy. But Games 1 and 2, we were down there. We sat in two different places. And they for sure were pumping fake crowd noise in. And you could tell because whenever the Rays did something good, they're pumping the cheering in and you're hearing it, but you're looking around, seeing everybody talking to one another and sitting in their seats.
Huh.
So you can tell that it's fake. And from a fan's perspective, I mean, we were there and we were kicking their butt. So it was, you know, I found humor in it. I don't know how the players react, if they even notice it. But from a fan's perspective, kind of weird. But at the same time, I can see why they're doing it for us at home. So the TV is not as weird. But in-game experience, certainly a weird, a weird thing to do for me.
Mm. Mm. See, I actually think that for the players, maybe it will help them just not even think about that the stadium's empty.
But yeah, because the players are used to having some type of noise in the arena.
Yeah, but for me at home, I also want it too. You know, like I just want to watch the game and not like when I watch that KBO stuff, the Korean baseball league. It was noticeable.
It doesn't do anything for you.
It's noticable that it's just like
I'm with you
playing in an empty stadium.
Yep.
Like the one time they didn't even know it was a home run because there was no reaction to it.
And they just talk all over the.
Yeah, it's a bad.
They just. Well, I mean, they're probably like, yeah, nobody's really paying attention.
Carl Ravitch is so mad that they're making him get up at 6 in the morning and do these games. He was so mad, and it sounded like it. It's a terrible broadcast.
That's what you get the big bucks for, Carl.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you're Holmes, all right? Yeah. Like, you're not working.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You're not calling any games right now.
Lucky. Good Dominic.
Right, because he would do baseball tonight, right? I mean, he's the baseball guy.
He's the baseball guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the Little League World Series, that's not going on this year. So.
Yeah, Carl.
Yeah, you got to take him where you can get him, Carl.
If you have to announce Mel Rojas Jr.
But the point is, he and Eduardo Perez?
Yes.
Yeah.
They just talk. Like conversation.
They're not talking about the game.
Yeah, they're not talking about the game.
No, meanwhile, that's why I couldn't watch it.
Action is going on the field, and they're still just talking.
Yeah, no, they're talking about, like, whatever. Yeah, no, I know. It's like
got to entertain the people watching. I mean, no one really cares. Oh, Aaron Altair does have 1,000 OPS in the KBO. He might win an MVP.
Why does it seem like Aaron Altair plays for 5 teams in the KBO? It seems like he's always on.
Oh, he's always playing.
When I watch, yeah.
Come on, man. It's the NC Dinos.
He's a star. Let's go to Dominic. Oh, Dominator, what's up, brother?
Oh, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, Dominator?
Good to have you back, Ike.
Good to be back, brother.
Man, my testosterone level was shooting through the roof when Joe Giglio and Johnny Marsh was the next to tell you. They really know how to.
Nothing says manly, a manly show like Joe and I, right?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. So, L. So the biggest,
Hold on, the biggest thing that I have on Clowney
real quick, I think I have a who we were wrong about too suggestion, but
yeah.
To start with Clowney, I just think at that position, it's worth taking the risk. I agree with Ike with the offensive line, but then if you just think about it, like just changing the landscape of a game, I think Clowney can do that. You know, I think that's where it's worth $9 million. I mean, even Brandon Graham showed he could come up big, just changing the game on its head. Like, we all know Brady was ready to bring them down the field. Let's not forget about that. Like, our defense wasn't exactly incredible in the Super Bowl. And what Brandon Graham did in that game could arguably be the reason we won the Super Bowl. So that's my part on
should've got the MVP.
Clowney is worth it.
If he's worth it.
Brandon Graham should have got the MVP of that game.
Yeah, it was the biggest. It was definitely the biggest play of the game.
The biggest defensive play in Eagles history.
It definitely is. You know, I think here's what it is, Dominic. I think like Clowney makes your defense that much better, right? I mean, it takes it. One of the things with Fletcher Cox playing so many snaps last year, his body's just not like he was coming off an injury as it was. Brandon Graham's getting on the other side of 30. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it would help bring some of the snaps down. It's also a lot of money they're spending on that defensive line. I mean, everybody on that line's making serious cash for the most part. So, I don't know. Baldy said was big news coming this week with the Birds, and I don't know. My read right now is it's not Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, here's the other thing I just want to throw out there, and I like that answer. Who we were wrong about, Jimmy Rollins, to me, I feel like is someone we don't talk about. We booed him at the start of the 2008 season, if you remember that, after him having an MVP season in 2007, and our fans booed him in that first game because he called us front runners, where mm-hmm. he told us how it was. We weren't supporting the Phillies when they were losing.
Yeah,
our
John.
Fans. We got to show some accountability, and we booed the guy who spent 8 seasons and ended up being 17 seasons, but at the time, and it's just I just feel like that is an interesting point with Jimmy Rollins.
Well, I mean, Dominic, appreciate it. I think Jimmy is an interesting case with those with that team because Chase is the one that everybody loves, and you and I both agree that we don't remember Ryan Howard for how good he was over the course of those 5 or 6 years, mm-hmm. and I don't think Jimmy Rollins gets enough credit for the type of player that he was in Philadelphia. I don't know if we need the if we need a once and for all on Jimmy Rollins.
Well, no, you know what I think happens? I know it seems like Chase gets the lion's share of the love, and those certainly are the more vocal guys, vocal fans, the Chase Utley fans. I get that. I think there's such a dynamic with that Phillies run that those guys are never going to get the credit that one may think they deserve. And here's why. When I say those guys, I mean really all of them. Now, it seems like Chase gets the credit, but then we'll start digging into Chase and people like Jack will get upset and Joe will get upset because it's like, oh, y'all disrespecting Chase Utley. He was the best player on the team. I say this to say there is such a split between those big three that neither one will ever be truly, fully appreciated because they were all on the team at the same time and they were all equally important. You got two MVPs. You got a third guy who could have very easily won an MVP. You got the all-time hits leader on the team. You got arguably the greatest power hitter since Mike Schmidt on the team. And then you got Chase Utley, Mr. Philly. So, like, there's always going to be a split between the three. There's never going to be a unanimous
Yeah, everybody
discussion.
Has their favorite.
Yeah, it's never going to be unanimous. So each person going to always feel like, man, I'm kind of getting the short. And how do you think Cole Hamels feels?
He's never talked about it.
He's the pitcher and won the World Series MVP.
Maybe he should have choked in 2009.
Oh, my God.
That's a good point.
He cost the World Series. What do you hope, Mike?
He might have.
He is also the guy who he is the one of the group that gets no credit for winning the World Series because of what happened in 2009. Almost like he's blamed for the 2009 season instead of giving credit for the 2008 season.
I just think we look at starting pitchers differently. But you're right. We don't look at him. We don't talk about him in the same sentence as the other three.
We look at him like he didn't deserve to be mentioned with those other three guys because of what he did in 2009. Jack went straight to the 2009.
Well, and because they brought in better pitchers around him.
Like, and then that's the other thing.
They had to do that, Jack. You're right.
Yeah, when did they win? When did they win?
Jack Squat.
Oh, it's not their fault. Reality for two no-hitters and one of Cy Young.
So I'll ask you, Jack, should we consider a Jimmy Rollins discussion for
– Jimmy Rollins Day.
Because I don't think nobody's saying Jimmy Rollins, like, sucked and then, oh, he proved me wrong.
Right.
He was good from the minute he came up.
He was the first one to come up.
And he was great right away.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable right away. And he was a second-round draft pick. So in baseball, it's not like he was a – in the NBA, it was a draft pick. You were like, he's going to suck. Don't draft him. No one really knew Jimmy Rollins was when they drafted him. And then he came up and he was amazing right away. So I don't think a Jimmy Rollins topic will be.
I don't think we need a Jimmy Rollins topic. I think he's properly appreciated by everyone else.
Charlie Manuel.
He's not properly appreciated, but that's.
He is not properly appreciated. I would agree with that. No, definitely not. But Judgment Week for me, Charlie Manuel would be the one player, the one person or the manager that would be discussed.
Probably appreciated. He was 15th on the top 20 list.
It's right around where he should be.
Oh, stop it.
Do you want to bring up his numbers from the actual run, or are you just going to bring up the numbers before the run?
Here we go.
I already did all
that. The 247 hitter from 08 to 11. Get out of here.
Guide to Door and Window, their big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors and up to a year to pay it off interest-free. Call them. Guide to Door and Window today. 877-GO-GUIDA. Or visit goguida.com.
247?
Is that it?
I mean, is that what he hit?
That's not very good, come to think of it. Let's go to Pat in Collegeville. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Pat.
I'm a first-time caller. I just want to say love your show. You keep me entertained every day coming home from work, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the Rashawn Holmes thing,
yes.
The whole trying to get fast food off property. I don't know what their rules are, but I know for a fact I'm a Disney Vacation Club member. I have been since I was 6 years old, that there is at least one, if not two or three McDonald's. There's Subway somewhere there. There's a quick stop. Like, he has options on property. So,
I figured there had to be some type of fast food on those Disney grounds.
I just don't know, like, I don't know where he's allowed to leave. You know, like, is he confined to just the hotel? Is he allowed to go outside of that? I don't know.
No, he's not allowed to leave that bubble.
I don't know. I don't know what's in the bubble. But to your point, you think that he had options to get some some McDonald's.
Yeah,
or something.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just wondering, maybe now that you say that he was like, he has a couple days off now, maybe he just wanted a few days off. You never know. Like, maybe they should be penalized for that.
I'm telling you, man, these players, Pat, they found the loophole.
Just keep getting in trouble. Right?
These players found the loophole to not have to play. I mean, you see the Brooklyn Nets, they all caught coronavirus before they got there.
They were all out. Like, that entire team's like, nope. So now everybody else is getting jobs because of it, right?
Yeah.
Everybody. So
the Nets had to fill a whole new team.
Sean Holmes issued a statement.
They signed Jamal Crawford.
I wanted
the Sixers to sign Jamal Crawford. I apologize for my actions and look forward to rejoining my teammates for our playoff push. That's all they made him say.
He's with the Suns?
He's on the Kings.
He's in the Kings.
Oh, okay. You said the Suns.
I thought it was the Suns before. Okay. The Kings, yeah. Well, they're not winning anything.
Okay. Well, yeah, they might.
No.
Yeah, sure.
So if you're just tuning in, he left the bubble to pick up a food delivery. Where did he get delivered? Right outside of the – it's like the green zone. So it's like, yeah, I'm in the bubble.
Yeah, come down here.
So just why couldn't you throw it over the bubble? That way he wouldn't have to leave, right?
Right, exactly.
He didn't have to leave it. I wonder how far off he went. So now what he has to do is
he went out of that front gate to get it.
He has to spend an additional 10 days in quarantine in this hotel room. So he's got 8 left of this new quarantine period.
Now my favorite story. Tell me about the Instagram model.
Oh, Anna Maya. So Instagram model Anna Maya, and she doesn't have that many followers, but she said she was invited into the bubble by an NBA player. And I don't doubt it because she's quite attractive. So yes.
Who do you think invited her in?
Well, so
J.R. Smith, no doubt.
No, someone actually.
It was J.R. Smith.
Someone,
no doubt.
Someone was saying Donovan Mitchell.
He already caught it once.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but someone had retweeted it with Donovan Mitchell. So I don't know.
Oh my God.
No, but like literally, this is going to be. You said this. This is going to be.
These guys got to be down there for 3 months, man.
It's only been, what, a week?
This is the best reality show ever, and we don't even want them to play basketball. Just keep them down there for 3 months. Listen,
the most anticipated show, the 30 for 30, the NBA bubble. I can't wait till they come up with this 30 for 30.
Well, and then you have Myers Leonard starting a shotgunning beers thing.
JJ Redick.
JJ Redick shotgunning beers out on by the pool. Like, this is a disaster.
I wish
man.
We could go in the bubble.
Oh,
the bubble
man.
Sounds great.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Listen, NBA, they put the right group down there, too. NBA players.
It's going to be awesome.
I mean, J.R. Smith got kicked off of Instagram Live by the NBA 10 minutes into doing it. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Dwight Howard was the only one that showed up to the DJ party. They had a DJ party.
They had a DJ party.
And then Dwight Howard was
him.
The only one that went.
That makes sense.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yes. But it's unbelievable.
I'm talking about they had a DJ party. Who was at the party?
Dwight Howard. That was it. He was the only one that was there.
Well, you know why nobody showed up.
Yeah, who else going to that?
Nobody's at the – who else is in the bubble?
Nobody that's going to a DJ party, that's for sure.
Maybe that Instagram model.
Well, we'll see. Undoubtedly, I just wonder how many guys actually get in trouble. How many guys venture off?
Oh, man, my over-under is at least 15, 20.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, it's already started. They haven't even been there.
Well, I mean, doing it for food.
Listen, we normally waited till we were at Lehigh for at least a week and a half before somebody did something stupid.
They just got there. Yeah.
They just got
Imagine
there.
Imagine after a month and a half without any relations what these guys are going to be doing. They're going to get a helicopter. Like, LeBron's going to have a helicopter
I'm
brought
spooning
in.
With Sparty.
Not LeBron.
Nightly. Not LeBron. He's married. It's the single guy.
Oh, yeah. All right. The single guy. Sorry. You know what I mean, though. They're gonna have helicopters
single
again.
Single guys.
All right, back to the phones.
Did I mention J.R. Smith?
There's no way J.R. Smith makes
J.R.
it through
Swish
this whole thing.
Is back. J.R. Swish is
wrong.
Back.
Wrong guy to put in the bubble.
Over under of how many inappropriate pictures did J.R. Smith leak because he can't help himself and he can't leave. He's gonna be doing everything.
Oh my God!
On Snapchat.
Stay away from the workers down there.
Let's go to
guys.
Mike. Mike in Northeast Philly. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Mikey.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, I just wanted to touch on the Jimmy Rollins being underappreciated.
Sure.
I mean, I'm a big baseball guy. Chase Utley is by far my favorite baseball player of all time, but to not recognize Jimmy Rollins as the best player on that team is kind of shocking. Just as an all-around ball player, I feel like Jimmy Rollins was, I mean,
He's probably the best player, right? Yeah.
Top of that generation. I mean, what would we have with Furcal and Derek Jeter? But Jeter, I mean, I'm not a big Jeter fan. I hate the Yankees, but my whole point was Ryan Howard is definitely the most underappreciated. I mean, even though Jimmy Rollins is, just because when he went down 11 in the playoffs, think about what happened in 12. I mean, we were a nobody. And
We haven't recovered since he tore that Achilles. Nope. We still haven't recovered, Mike, since he tore his Achilles.
That's what I mean. When he tore his Achilles, I mean, we were really nobody in 12. That was like the end of that dynasty, all kidding aside. I mean,
that was the end right there. Yeah,
that was the end.
It really was. And people just don't appreciate what Ryan Howard really was for that team in the middle of that great lineup. I mean,
yeah, I think Chase was still healthy in 2012. Why did he carry the team?
But you just made a great point. Like you said, all three of them won't be appreciated to the top of where they kind of should be just because they all play together.
I'm with you on that, Mike.
But, yeah, Ryan Howard was the big piece in the middle, and I really felt like he had the most impact on that great team.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. Totally agree, Mike. Thank you.
Utley was hurt, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was hurt in 12.
That was the knee.
Oh, that's the mysterious injury.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone has mysterious injuries, all right? At least you didn't fake it and go like Kobe did.
Oh!
Kobe?
Hold up.
Didn't Kobe go to...
Hold up. Not on my first day back. Don't you ever do that again.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
35 years ago today.
You didn't turn my smile into a damn frown,
yeah, don't
man.
Bring
what
up,
is wrong with you?
Don't bring up Kobe.
What's wrong with you, man? And especially unless you're complimenting him. Don't you ever be disrespectful.
Watch it, Fritz.
Go ahead, John.
35 years ago was Live Aid in Philadelphia, JFK Stadium. How about that? Jack Fritz tweeted out a...
What was that about?
Was it USA for Africa? Is that what it was for? Right? We are the world. Did you watch that?
I don't think that's what it was.
They raised $70 million.
Yeah.
Of course I did. I watched...
I don't remember much from it.
Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, man. I mean, We Are the World or?
Well, no, that was We Are the World. I love that video.
That's what I thought you were talking
about. Quincy Jones produced it. No, Live Aid in Philadelphia. So
tell me about it.
Ike Richmond, formerly of Comcast Spectacor, yeah. He tweeted out the band list from that night. It was at JFK, which is obviously no longer.
Yeah, so like part was in JFK and the other was over in London.
Right. Yeah. And was it Phil Collins that he performed in London and then he flew across and performed in Philadelphia? But here was he was here played that day.
In the same night?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Took the flight and then he very late in the program came over and was playing the drums and doing everything else. But so tell me if you like any of these names. Billy Ocean.
Caribbean Queen.
Yeah. Oh, who doesn't love Billy Ocean?
In the same dream. Yeah. Okay.
He's got hits. No more love on the... Joan Baez.
Nah, I don't know who that is.
Run DMC.
Yeah, I think I've heard of them.
Rick Springfield. A lot of these bands. Jack, you don't know who they are.
That's pretty good. The group, though.
Oh, are you kidding me? REO Speedwagon. These are like the minor acts. Beach Boys, Bryan Adams.
Beach Boys?
Yeah, the Beach Boys are there. Yes, Pretenders. Sir. Santana.
Damn, Santana was rocking back then, too.
Ashford and Simpson.
Come on, man. You know you love a...
Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, now we're getting into my...
Madonna.
Getting into my room.
Thompson Twins. I know you're a big Thompson Twins fan.
I'm still stuck on Ashford and Simpson, man.
That's I would have been looking to them. Eric Clapton, Paige, Plant, Phil Collins, Patti LaBelle.
Oh, Patti. Miss Patti.
Hall and Oates, Mick Jagger, Tina Turner, Bob Dylan, Lionel Richie. So yeah, it was a big deal.
Let me tell you, I got a kiss from Miss Patti LaBelle one time on the cheek. Woo wee! This was going into the Eagles' Christmas party.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's a great story.
And I was like, Miss Patti, she had been to a couple games, so I guess
she's filled up your royalty.
Yes, exactly. It's Patti LaBelle, right? I'm like, man, dude, my mother used to play Patti LaBelle. Man, but I'm like, Miss Patti LaBelle, and I'm calling her Miss Patti, and I'm a big fan. I'm a mother
she loves must have
you,
loved
and I
it.
Gave you a hug. And if anybody knows Miss Patti LaBelle, this is obviously prior to now, that's how she would greet people. You know, a little peck on the cheek, man.
Not like
it's like grandma giving you, not to be disrespectful, but
yeah,
you know,
sure,
you know what
sure.
that is, man.
It's not like Richard Dawson on the Family Feud
years ago.
Goes for the mouth kiss of a complete stranger.
No. And I didn't mean to say that to come off as being disrespectful. I was just being,
No.
I was honored, and that's like a moment.
That's a great story.
That I can always, yeah, that's a moment, Miss Patty LaBelle.
She's a huge star.
Miss Patty.
215-592-9494. Also, Miss
Patty got the ability to make you cry when she sings.
Man, does she have a powerful voice.
Man.
Emotional, powerful Woo. Voice. Unbelievable. All right, so coming up, speaking of Family Feud, this is the best, worst answer in Family Feud history. Wait till you hear it. You don't want to miss it. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.